I'm going to be talking about developing a breeding program for field pennycress, a new winter annual cash cover crop. And as you can see from the pictures here, pennycress fits into the corn-soybean rotation. So it's planted in the fall, harvested in the spring. And by fitting into this rotation, it provides ecosystem services such as protecting the soil from erosion and nutrient loss over the long brown period from fall to early spring in the upper Midwest. And while providing those ecosystem services, it also provides farmers with a new opportunity, a new profit opportunity, by producing an oilseed crop that can be used for biofuels or biorenewable plastic packaging. And so our breeding program for pennycress started in 2013 with a dual approach. The first approach was to use EMS, fast neutron, and gamma rays to induce mutations to search for domestication traits. And thousands of lines were screened, and we have found many different domestication traits, two of which are displayed here. And on the top, we have early flowering. Early flowering is really key for the cover cropping situation because we need to get pennycress mature and harvested to preserve a long growing season for the following crops. On the bottom, you can see a reduced shatter mutant. And reduced shattering is also key because we need to expand our harvest window and we want to improve the efficiency of mechanized harvest. In addition to this mutation breeding program, we also used wild collections and screened those for agronomic traits such as oil content and yield. And the top performing lines in these screens are what form the foundation of our breeding program. So the top graph is the distribution of these 43 winter annual lines for oil content. And on the bottom, we have yield. And so you can see that we did find a spread of variation. And Kayla Altendorf is going to be talking more about this screening process later this afternoon. So why can we domesticate a crop like this today? And we really have all of these next generation breeding tools that allow us to rapidly screen and develop populations and rapidly deploy them to solve problems for farmers. And we're going to be utilizing genomic selection to help us make better decisions as we advance lines through our breeding program. Eventually, we also hope to use genomic selection to help us choose the best parents for our crossing blocks. We will also be using marker-assisted selection and marker-assisted back crossing to help us rapidly introgress those domestication traits that we find. We believe that we can really domesticate pennycress in just a few years rather than the thousands it's taken for wheat and our other standard crops. Thank you.
We have time for a question, if anybody would like to ask one.
Otherwise, my poster number is 802, and I'll be there afterwards.
Oh, you got one.
I'm sorry, I couldn't. It's a winter annual. We plant it in the fall, so we planted in fall 2016. We will harvest in June 2017. So we have agronomists that are working on that, and then we actually have several posters. There's another one in the poster session tonight. It's generally we plant after a corn crop or a silage corn crop and then either harvest early for a short season crop or interseed soybeans.
Okay.